You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The Big Jobs Report is due shortly. Plus, does the outfit you buy to see Taylor Swift have to be a one-shot deal? I'm David Brancaccio. In about an hour and a half, data about the economy that's about as fresh as it comes gets released. It's data that will guide job searches, interest rates, and many other money decisions. The typical bet by forecasters is that 170,000 more people were on payrolls in the month just ended, the slowest rate of job creation this year. We'll also get the household survey of who's got a job and who's looking to yield the unemployment rate. Later today, we'll learn how much money was spent building housing in America in July. Higher interest rates make construction loans more expensive, also making construction more expensive. Climate change. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
In states where natural disasters are becoming more common, builders are demanding more climate-resistant building materials like steel-reinforced walls and wind-resistant glass.
And so then that makes it costlier if there's a spike in demand coming from all home builders in that area.
That's Paranitha Sastry, a finance professor at Columbia Business School. As natural disasters pick up, Sastry says developers face additional regulatory hurdles, too, if they want to, say, qualify for the National Flood Insurance Program.
You know, elevation requirements, there are, you know, maybe restrictions on basement construction.
Many insurance companies have been raising home insurance premiums in disaster-prone areas. Some insurers have stopped offering home insurance in certain states. Benjamin Collier, a professor at Temple University, says that makes it harder for people to get mortgages. And as a result,
even building those homes becomes more complicated because it's hard to find buyers for them.
And Collier says construction projects themselves could face higher insurance costs, too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Now to some cultural engines of economic growth this summer. Beyoncé and Taylor Swift's mega concert tours and the Barbie movie. It's not just the tickets and the travel to venues. These events sparked a buying frenzy for the right outfit to wear to the event. Thing is, a lot of that apparel has been fast fashion. Wear it and dump it too often into landfills after one go. But as Ali Budner reports, there are moves to get the fast fashion recycled.
Beyoncé recently told fans to show up to her concerts wearing silver to celebrate her birthday season, like a shimmering human disco ball, the Queen Bee said, everybody mirroring each other's joy. But maybe it's causing some anxiety, too.
Anybody else completely stressed about what they're wearing to the Beyoncé Renaissance concert?
That's Facebook user Mrs. Kevin Stage. Rosie O'Donnell weighed in on TikTok.
I don't have silver clothes. Does anyone know where I could get silver clothes?
Then there's the Swifties, like Nina Shelby.
A lot of the items I'm going to be showing you guys today to recreate
also on the hunt for a perfect concert look
era are going to be from Amazon.
In other words, a lot of consumers spending money on clothes they'll probably wear for one big night.
We have people coming together around fashion and clothing and culture, which is really exciting.
Elizabeth Klein is a professor of consumerism, sustainability, and fashion policy at Columbia University. Still, she says, clothing production requires a lot of resources: water, energy, land, fossil fuels.
There's an environmental impact that is often not being considered when people are buying clothes for these events.
And she says fast fashion or cheap clothes are often made by underpaid workers in poor conditions. But there's another trend alongside all this concert and movie-going frenzy. Some consumers are going secondhand to find their sparkly halter tops or pink cocktail dresses.
The search for, you know, Barbie and pink went up like 138% after the trailer dropped.
Erin Wallace is with the online secondhand apparel company ThredUp. She says some buyers even use hashtag secondhand to show off their outfits.
And, you know, tagging they shopped secondhand in the first place on social. So that's encouraging as well.
And she says that's helping to build a culture around sustainable consumption.
We all love these moments and want to participate. I mean, I'm going to Eras. I went to Barbie.
Wallace says she wore an oversized pink cashmere cardigan to see the movie. Secondhand, of course. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
What can video games, an industry bigger than movies and music combined, teach us about economics, business, money, and careers? Our ongoing project is called Skin in the Game. In the spring, I first visited Gameheads, a nonprofit mentoring program in Oakland, California, to learn how a diverse group of students was getting the skills to gain a foothold in a huge local industry with a track record of failing to hire people who look like them. A couple days ago, I went back to Oakland to see the games the student developers had come up with during the summer. I saw a game exploring how personal bias can lead to life and death decisions, another on how painting buildings reduces crime. Another group made a scrolling game where making good food choices gives the player extra power. Video game companies play a pivotal role in working to attract and retain people with diverse backgrounds. Parents also play a crucial role. I spoke to Trinidad Hermida, executive director of the Black in Gaming Foundation and former global head of diversity and inclusion at Niantic, which counts Pokemon Go among its hits.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and I'm encouraging parents to not be so adverse to a child saying, I want to make video games. Not so adverse to a child saying, I want to be an artist. Not so adverse to a child saying, I want to create. Because these industries are centered around creation and centered around being open, and they are lucrative.
We spoke with Trinidad Hermida and other video game industry insiders as part of a roundtable we're releasing later this month. Today, though, we're launching a Skin in the Game podcast following the paths of these young people going from game players to game makers. That'll be at the top of the Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed later today and throughout the holiday weekend. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jordan Manji. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Nick Esposito. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.